ಸಾಮಾನ್ಯ ಬಾಧ್ಯ ಪರಿಶುಪಾಲನ ಸ್ತೋತ್ರ ನಾರಾಯಣ ಗೋಪಾಲ ಮಹಾರಾಜ್ from many places, from all corners of the world, we have all been attracted to this place. It is not by our own endeavor or by any policy of our own that we can come to this Navadvip Dham. Only by the causes of mercy of the Guru, with the eternal servant of Satyananda Gaurhari, by his very fervent prayer, can the disciple get such opportunity. And remember one time, Srila Gurudev, he went to Nandagam, and then he was standing with folded hands before Yashodanaya and Nandagam, and praying that he is coming from his eyes in a very grave mood. So afterwards, when he came down from the top of the hill in Nandagam, what did someone ask? Oh Gurudev, you seem to be in a very grave mood. Are you praying and crying? What were you praying for? Gurudev said, oh, I was praying for you. I was praying that Majasodhanaya Nanda Baba Krishna Bharanga for the table, people get mercy on you and you will have eternal place in there. So only because the Gurudev then night is remembering the disciples and praying to Krishna on their behalf. Vaishnava Nasasala Eda Avedana Krishna Dayavai Eheno Pravana Prati Harina Sada. We can pray, but there is some doubt. Who will be listening? Sadangasya Nagrati Yaveja Atapra Tanshimeshi Nanda Kumar. When one has done Shanavi unconditional surrender, then Krishna listens. Otherwise, anyways, even though you are not completely surrendered, like myself, then anyway, the Guru is praying on their behalf. And Krishna gives mercy, and by the surrender of that money, you can come here and touch the dust of the Navadvip Dham. Otherwise not. Now we sing it. Eva Makoda Daya. Dhamma Swarup Dekhaya. Oh Gurudev, you are the reveal of the Dham. We cannot see by amateur eye nature this Navadvip Dham. And a thousand endeavors will also fail. But the Guru is that person who, by his blessing, reveals the truth of this Navadvip Dham. Whereas the eternal pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are always going on. Even today, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is doing Nagara Sankirtan here with his associates. Just now we came back. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu led the kirtan back here. Mahaprabhu is there with everything and everything was leading the kirtan. Then when we arrived, just we were singing. Ramyana Nadia Ar Gora Elogari. Nisai Elogari Amar Gora Elogari. So after doing Nagara Sankirtan in Navadvip, now Nityananda Prabhu and Satyananda Gaurhari, they return. And when they return, what happens? Oh, Satyananda came out from the house. And she was in her lap. And with her dog, she began to wipe the dust because she's perspiring so much from dancing. And from dancing, then the dust of the dog comes in the air and sticks to his golden body. And Satyananda takes him in her lap. and of milk, but sorry, what was milk from her breast, and tears of blood flowing from her eyes, and with her own cloth wiping the dust from the body of Satyananda, and kissing him also. In this way, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu, they come back from the kirtan, as we have just come now with them. Do you see? Did you see Satyananda taking Mahaprabhu in her lap? Oh, yes, give me your breath. So this is why we have come to Navidad. Because by the mercy of Guru, there's opportunity. Hope to see the Rupa of Navadip Dhan. This is also called Gupta Vrindavan. It means that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Mahasankirtan is what? This is the Maharas. Especially here, in following week, this place is Giriraj Bhavadhan. So, Ras Leela, Hare Krishna's Ras Leela is taking place here. And in this Navadip Dhan, it is doing the form of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu dancing with the Damodara, Ramananda, Rupa Goswami and all in kirtan, the Radha Pandit. So, this is actually nature of the Dham, is revealed by Sri Guru. So I think that today is this Adivasiti of Aparikrama, means the day before performance of Aparikrama. And under Sri Guru's guidance, we have gone to the Ganga, actually this side of Ganga is Jona here. You know, because Jona comes from the western side, and Ganga comes from up north, and they accept Bayad. And then they come here. But actually Jamuna never mixes. Deepa Chakravala Jyota Sapta Sindhu Vaidini, Shima Kunda Nirmitra Divya Kela Vaidini, Kanti Kandali Vaidini, Dalila Vrinda Nindini, Mamparatu Sarvadaranda Bandhanani. Jamuna never mixes. He remains separate. He's on this side. So every morning Buddha is going, on the morning movement, he goes there where we went today. And sits on the bank of Ganga here, and praying what? Rāturānta kartha pātane vipasti harini Prekṣayāti pāpino vipāpa-sindhu-tārini Nīra-mādhuri-virāpya-śeṣa-cīta-bhandini Mampurātu-sarva-dhāra-vindra-pandhani Chidananda-bāno sadananda-tūno Para-prema-patri nava-brāma-gati Akhanama Vitri Chagachema Ratri Vavitri Musriyano Vapumita Rufi. This Guru's mood, when he comes on the bank of Ganga here, he's remembering the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and how Vrindavan itself has appeared here in a more merciful manifestation. In Vrindavan, there is what? Krishna Nama Kare Aparadya Ravicha. Aparadya with Nama, they say, Nahaya Vika. If someone makes offense, then to Krishna Nam, Krishna's Nam, then even though they take shelter of Krishna's Nam, Vrindavan, even though they take shelter of Krishna's Nam, Hare Krishna Mahamantra, what happens? Nahaya Vika. They don't experience any ecstatic transformation, melting the heart. Why? Because Krishna Nam, Krishna Dham, they make consideration of Aparad. But Chaitanya Nityananda Nahi Eta Bhavicha Nam Laite Prema Dena Boya Chuzha. The name of Gaur Nityananda, Gaur Ram and Gaur Dham, they don't make any consideration of offense. So if anyone who come here to this Dham, and like Jagai and Madai, they make a promise from the core of their heart. Jagai Madai. Jagai Madai Bari Arnai Bap. Oh, Satyananda Gauri, I promise from today, I will not make offense. Then, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he delivered them from all simple reactions and blessed them. At once they are transformed into very high class of your devotees. So this mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is still available today to those who will come to Navadip Dham. do parikrama under guidance of Sadhguru and Vaishnavas. And make a vow, make promise, sankalpa, to chant very carefully with respect for Krishna now. Do not speak false in others. Do not speak criticism. And then, even though one may have been guilty of all these things many times in the past, yet, avoid Nam Gurdam, they give a chance to forget everything, take all offenses, all sins, everything. And Ganges will wash them away to the ocean, never to be seen again. So on this auspicious day, today was a very historical and very momentous occasion. This morning, Srila Gurudevji showed us, by his own example, how to gain Prema Bhakti, how to realize the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, how to receive the Siddha Pranali, path of perfection. What is the Siddha Pranali? Sinadati Sunishena Sarodhyasayasuna Amarena Madhavena Kitanya Sudhari. Be more humble than a blade of grass, more tolerant than a tree. To give respect to everyone and not expect respect for oneself. And in that mood, continually take shelter, Sri Nam Prabhu. This is the path of perfection. Mr. Ten Mahaprabhu explained this first. He said, Ye upanam lai prem upaja thar lakshan sok suno swarup rarai. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu being in Gambira, he said, Hey Swarupamana, O Ramananda, he came from me. The process by which if one will take Harina in this particular mood, he will surely be successful in attaining prem. What is that? Vrikshadena kautilaya kichana bhajai sukevalai kare paina magai. If there's a tree and someone will take a knife to cut the tree or an axe, then the tree will not protest, the tree will not complain. And if the tree is drying up, even if someone walks past with water, the tree will not say, Hey, give me a glass of water. You have to chant Harinam this mood. The flame will come. Jai Jai Magai, Vikar Dei Apandan, Ganvritti Sai Ane Kaya Rakshan. And just like tree, if anyone asks from the tree, give me your fruit, she said, what, take. Give me more fruit, take everything. Give me your leaf, take. Give me your branches, take. Give me your trunk, everything. Okay, take everything. If anyone will take anything, the tree will give. Without any reservation, without hoarding or taking anything for itself. And if the weather is very hot, the tree is standing in the blazing sun. But at that time, the tree is standing in the blazing sun, what does he do? He gives shade to others. He himself suffering, but giving help to others. Even though Vaishnava is the most exalted type of person, he has no false ego. He gives to every entity respect. Why? Because Krishna is there in the heart of everyone. Is there anyone in whose heart Krishna is not present? Then why should we disrespect anyone? So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he had this teaching how to attain Krishna Prem. So this morning, Srila Gurudev, he gave the example of Srinathi Sunichana to teach us lessons. One day, one brother, he was a learned Brahmin. He knew Shastra, Soma Shastra. And he went to the court of a king, some king. This king was very learn it. But not only learn it. Learning is not enough. Knowledge and realization, they're not the same. There's a great difference. Knowing verse Trinada piece you need enough and realizing this verse is not the same. So I think Panditi came to the court of the king. So then the king asked him, he worshipped him because he is God. And he asked him, please can you explain to me something of Bhagavad Gita? Some verse of Bhagavad Gita? Then the king said, what would you like to hear? This brother said, what would you like to hear? So then the king said, there are so many verses of Gita, but I especially, I want to hear the meaning of this verse. Brahma Bhuta Apanatma Na Sotati Nakam Siti Samat Sadeshi Bhutashu Nak Bhaktin Labhate Param. So then the Brahmin, he began to explain. He had read many commentaries, not one or two. Oh, more than 30 commentaries on Gita. And according to all the commentaries, he explained, those are Brahma Bhuta. That means they realize I am soul. How they? Sanatma. Brahma Bhuta, Sanatma. If someone understands I am not the physical body, I am the soul, then how are they? Full of joy. Sanatma. Their heart is overjoyed, always. Or we can see, I'm a gopi. But even we have we understood whether we are not the physical body or not? There's an end. What is this? You are happy? Your heart was overjoyed? You become disturbed, miserable, upset, irritated, and discouraged. Think carefully about these things. So this Brahmin, he explained, yes, Brahma, Bhuta, Prasanatma, those who realize Atma, they're happy. Now what is it? They don't lament over anything. Nakamshati. They don't desire anything. They don't hankering for respect, prestige, for the false affection of the conditioned souls of this world. Samaksavishimuteshu. They are equally disposed to everyone. Friends and enemies. Saying, those are their friends, they have affection for them. And those are enemies are making problems, they have what? Affection for them also. So when one is in this stage, what? Not bhakti, abate param. Or then you can get bhakti. Apul. Otherwise, this is for the jnani bhakti. Otherwise, it's outlined by Guru Seva. Or bhakti will come and all these qualities will be there. But we should understand, if these qualities are not there, bhakti is also not there. So then the king heard the explanation of that Pandit. So Panditji, it was a learned explanation you have given. A very wonderful learned explanation, astonishing. On the basis of so many commentaries. And I listened with patience to your explanation. And I am very satisfied. But I also want to hear, can you tell me the confidential meaning? I want to hear the confidential meaning. So then the Brahmin says, I told everything. From many old commentaries I've explained everything. What is confidential meaning? What is in my heart, I have shared it with you. So the king said, I am satisfied. You please excellent. Donated. So the king came with Brahmin, some gold, some cows he wanted to give in charity, some donations to that Pandit. But the Pandit said, no, I will not accept. I don't want to accept anything. I always depend on Krishna. Whoever comes easily, by God's mercy, I'm satisfied with it. I'll not accept. So then, if he gave his pranama, that Pandit went away. So then, actually, the king, he was a pure devotee. He was far more advanced than this Pandit. Pandit was what? Pandit. You know that is called Prabhupada Deshpande. Do you know Prabhupada Deshpande? It means he was very learned at giving a teaching to everyone else. Prabhupada Deshpande. He is very learned at instructing everyone else in the scripture. But what is he doing? So the end of this Brahmin went away. The king called some servants. He said, actually, I know this Brahmin, he accepts charity. But he never accepted charity to me, from me. Why? He's upset. Because I said, I am very satisfied with your explanation. But can you explain to me the rahasya? Can you tell me the secret meaning? But everything he knows, he says. So then the king says, you go. I want you to follow him. When he goes back to home, you listen. His discussion with his wife, and then you come back and tell me. Then, he went home. And then he met with his wife. So his wife was also more advanced than he was. Like the king. So he came back, he said, so how was your visit to the king's palace? Not so good. The king is very generous. Surely he must have given you some charity. I did not either. Really? Why not? Why did you become, you seem angry, why did you become, I'm not angry. Can you tell me what happened? Yeah, the king, he said to me, can you explain to me a Bhagavad Gita? So I explained. Very wonderful explanation. More than 32 commentaries on Gita I explained. Every word and every syllable. Then, after I explained, then the king said to me, I am very satisfied. Can you tell me the secret meaning? So then I told him, I only can mean everything I have explained. There's not more than this. So then, I knew the king when he said he was satisfied. Actually, he was not satisfied. There's some duplicity in his heart. Only he said he's satisfied and giving charity, but he's not satisfied. Otherwise, why did he ask? So then, the wife of the Brahmin said to him, oh, this was Brahma Bhakta. You explained according to this so many commentaries. But what is the secret meaning? This is what I know. The Brahmin is thinking, everything you know, I taught you. How do you know the secret meaning? I read everything and I taught to you. And she said, his meaning is this. Brahma Bhuta Rasanatma. You said that if someone realizes I am the soul, then the soul is joyful. Why you said? Why not? This is the secret meaning. Now don't see. One who has realized I am not this body, they are happy. They don't lament for anything. Why are you lamenting? That he went to the king, he did not give you any. He wanted to give, but was such abhiman, false ego, that you would not accept. Why do you have such big false ego? Nanshiti, can if one who is Brahma Bhutane don't hanker for anything, so why are you hankering for respect from the king? When the king said, but you have not explained the, can you explain the confidential meaning? Then you're thinking that, oh, maybe this king knows more than me. So you're upset, he knows more than me. Maybe he knows some countries that I never heard of. So you don't like that anyone will know more than you. Why? Because if you know more than them, they will respect you, so you are, what, constantly hankering for respect from others. Samaksareshu Bhuteshu. And those who are on this liberated platform, they see friends and enemies. Equally. But now you're thinking in your mind, this king is your enemy. So I know this rahasya, the secret meaning of this verse. You have told the explanation. But actually, I think that the king himself today, he has himself given the commentary. The real commentary of this verse, rahasya, secret commentary. This is the practical. So today, with our own eyes and ears, we saw Srila Gurudev explaining the secret meaning of a shastra. secret meaning of Gita, the secret meaning of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Sri Shastakam. It may be that some of you are here and you may not be aware of everything that is going on just now. I don't want to go into detail, but just explain in just enough to give some idea of the situation this morning. You know that our Gurudev, when he was so young, about 24 years old, he ran away from his home, left his home, his wife, his small children, everyone, and he came from Kiwaripur here to this place and took shelter of the lotus feet of Param Purusha Charan Nikhil Purusha Mr. Bhakti Shima Bhakti Prakyan Keshi Goswami, our Param Gurudev. And coming here, he worked so hard, carrying bricks from the Nanga on his head from morning to night, and helping Param Gurudev with construction and here and dry cleaning. This very beautiful mat and all the other buildings were manifested. And Gurudev, so, our Param Gurudev, life and soul, and preached everywhere, and brought thousands and thousands of people to that here. But in recent times, some political situation came, and Gurudev, he said, I want to give more of my time to the international preaching and to all my international disciples. So we'll make a separate place, so Gurudev made place here. So now any local people are attracted to take part in Srila Gurudev program here, because he has all seeing him. It instills faith in the heart of anyone who just see him. Gangara Prasahari Pasate Bhavan Tomara Pavitakara Dashne Patakara Etamar Gun. You can take bath in Ganga many times and slowly you become pure. But only by seeing the pure Vaishnava, then all sins and anarta they run away. They are afraid. They are afraid of him. But once one devotee came to Gurudev and said, Gurudev, I'm in a very difficult situation in my life. And why? Because now I've entered into my period Rahu and Ketu in my astrology chart. So now my life is very difficult time now. Then Gurudev was smiling and said, I know Rahu and Ketu both. I know them. Watch it. And they are afraid of me. You try to follow my instructions, yeah? And Rahu Ketu will run away. So Kavaisar is very powerful. And what we see Gurudev, many are attracted and they will come here. And there in the mat, Gurudev's godbrothers are junior to him, those who are senior. Param Puja Pad, Srila Siddhanta Bhaman Goswami Varan, Srila Bhaktivinoda Tridya Maharaj. Now they were called by their Gurudev to serve with him again. In the chant they have to work. So among the very senior ones that Gurudev is left, but those are junior to him, they became afraid and made some propaganda. Even they printed one magazine, Patrika. And 2 days ago when Gurudev was walking on the Ganga, one of their devotees gave this magazine to Gurudev. So there it was written that because Srila Gurudev has left from Devananda Gaudiya Math and making his own math here, Gurudev is Guru Drohi. He's become the enemy of his own guru. Very offensive. And that he is being rejected from Gaudiya Math Samiti for embezzling funds. I think that Gurudev gave more funds to this math. He built the whole kirtan and everything. He gave more than anyone. But this was written in the magazine and distributed everywhere. And they gave this magazine to Gurudev 2 days ago. Srila Gurudev said this morning, that when my Guru Parapada left this world, and I accepted the service of this mat to be the service of my Guru. So the service of the mat was my life, and so I can never give it up. But anyway, in course of time, situation came, I had to be established somewhere else. But Gurudev never gave up the service of his Guru, or even the service of that mat. Though they banished him from the Podiyogan Samiti. He didn't want to be banished. He wanted to be Only resign from being secretary and remain as a member, like ordinary member. So, where is Srila Gurudev gave his life and soul for more than 60 years? And then now what happened? How is criticized in so many ways? This morning Srila Gurudev went there. And what did he do? Oh, you are my enemies? You are calling me for joy and distributing the magazine everywhere? After self? No, never. Gurudev is what? Transcendental. He never behaves according to the materialistic convention. He never thinks and feels like any ordinary conditioned soul of this world. His way of feeling, his way of thinking, his way of relating with everyone, all are Prakriti, transcendental. So what did he do? Only he revealed some truth. It may be that some devotees were afraid after Srila Raman Maharaj will leave, then Gurudev will be Acharya. And then after Gurudev, his own disciple. And then all those there, they not have some chance to serve Gurudev in some magic everything. Some sphere. But this story is unfound why Gurudev revealed today that for many years he kept with his heart one cherished desire. That he heard, he saw that his Gurudev gave blessing to Paryasak Maharaj when he was very young. Well, after Srila Maharaj leaves this world, then Paryasak Maharaj will be next Acharya. So Gurudev were thinking that if today comes, I will outlive Srila Bhavan Maharaj. Who knows who will live on? So if the day comes, I will outlive my senior grandfather Srila Bhavan Maharaj. Then with great joy and with my own hands, I will establish my junior grandfather as Acharya. This is why Gurudev has been feeling in his heart. He did not speak to anyone. For years he was holding. How joyful it will be. A sad thing when Srila Bhavan Maharaj leaves. But one joyful thing. Fulfill the desire of my Gurudev. I want to personally establish my junior Godfather as a career Guru Vajanta Sami. Just consider for a moment what deep bhav, what complete selflessness and love for Guru is in this sentiment. But before that day could come, some political situation came and then kicked out Gurudev and criticized him everywhere. Yet still, not seeing any fault in anyone, he came there today and he has garland and blessing. Oh, now and give you blessing, you are Acharya Bodhidharma. And his church desire was fulfilled. He never saw any fault. Gurudev said, I don't blame anyone for what happened. This is only what? Kala Gati means the progress of time. It is just the progress of time. By the progress of time, it seems that those who are friends become enemies and those who are enemies become friends. This is progress of time. No can check it. So there's never any need to be disturbed or alarmed about the progress of time. Why? Atma is eternal. Krishna is eternal. Devotion to Krishna is eternal. The service of Guru is eternal. In this world everything can come and everything can go. But your relation with Guru and Krishna, no one can do anything. He's eternal. So seeing Srila Gurudev, but speaking these words, reconciling all problems and reconciling all difficulties. How? Prasadatma, his heart is always good. This is very astonishing. Seeing this at once, then I thought, oh, now I'm seeing again this instance of the first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. You know, in the first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, Parikshit Maharaj, he was traveling all over the world to make sure that religion was being observed. So he came to one place and there was a bull and three legs of the bull had been broken and only one leg was left and the bull was covered in blood. And one sutra, taking a club, had smashed the leg of the bull and was now beating the final leg of the bull and the bull was trailing and passing urine even. He was so severely beaten, blood everywhere. So then, Krishna just once came and drew his horse. And he said to that bull, who are you? And who has done this to you? Now this seems like a strange question because the person is standing there with a club cutting blood and swinging. But this is first canto Srimad Bhagavatam. First canto Srimad Bhagavatam is called Adhikarila. It means all the pastimes in the first canto. There are two Vishopan Asam qualifications to enter into bhakti. So Parikshit Maharaj, he asked this very cryptic question. Who are you? And who has done this to you? So then, that bull said, there are many philosophies. Like Nyaya Darshan, logic. And Sankhya Darshan, Vaisheshika Darshan, Yoga Darshan, Purva Mimamsa. There are so many philosophies. And every philosophy tries to discover the cause. What is the cause? Ultimate cause of everything. And they give their different explanations. Some philosophers say the cause of suffering is, myself. Some say the cause of suffering is demigod. Some say the cause of suffering is the material energy. They give so many ideas. But then the Buddha said, but as far as I am concerned, I cannot ascertain or put the blame on anything or anyone. So then Parikshit Maharaj said, Dharmo bravisi dharmagya dharmo si prasya rupadri. Now I know who you are. You are dharma. You are religious principles personified. Because no one else could have given such an answer that I will not put the blame anywhere. So Srila Gurudev this morning, he said, I do not put the blame anywhere. I'm not blaming you or your anything. Only I give my blessing that your preaching will be successful and in any way I can help you. So saying this, and I thought, exactly like first kind of Srimad Bhagavatam. Oh Gurudev, your dharma personified. You are the embodiment of all transcendental knowledge, the embodiment of all transcendental religion and understanding. The embodiment of all forgiveness. No false ego at all. Is there any other example? I think that it is easier to be beaten in 22 marketplaces like Haridas Thakur than to take the kind of beating and abuse and disrespect that has been given to Srila Gurudev over this issue. But is Gurudev, like Haridas Thakur, praying for the welfare of those who are tormenting him? There is no example. Even Haridas Thakur did not come up to this example. Even Jesus Christ. And Dharma Dabu. So I'm thinking today, with my own eyes, I have seen a transcendental personality being the embodiment of all religious principles. And showing us on the first day, before Navadvip Purakrama, giving us not explanation of Shastra, not the commentary, but what? The Rahasya. Really the confidential meaning. How to live the teachings of a shepherd in one's life. Gurudev has given such a topmost ultimate example before our own eyes and ears. On this first day, the Adivas Titi of our Parakrama. So seeing this, some sanskar, some impression will come into our heart. That's for the duration of this program. Now go on the back of the Ganga and take a vow. At least 4 or 6 days. I will try to follow teaching of my Gurudev and be with him to Nada Vishnish Bhav. Not use his tongue to criticize anyone, only to say Hari Nama and glorify Sri Jagannamahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu. To give respect to others, not hanker for anyone else's affection, mundane affection, all of these things. And pray that by the completion of this program, if I don't follow these things, Lord Nityananda will sprinkle their mercy upon me. So that I will have some Guru Nishtha, some faith in the word of Guru, in the teachings of Guru, and observe them in my life. This is best benediction. Why? Because this faith in Guru, unflinching conviction in the word of the Guru, this is connected to everything. If you have this, then connected to this mind is what? With everything. Guruji, Asakti, Bhav, Prem, Kevan, Pranaya, Rag, Mahabhag, the eternal service of Radha and Krishna, in the causes of Brahman, everything. So if this will be there, everything will be gradually come in due course of time. So we're very fortunate today. Because the Gurudev gave this lesson. I think that no one in our life would ever forget this moment. Whenever he says, I'm thinking that from today, even the heavenly planet, when it's still time to, when the demigods are having Hare Krishna and describing examples of what it means to be humble and honest, or they all talk about this example. This unprecedented. So we are benedicted by Buddha's mercy today. That we can think deeply about what is pure bhakti. And with this in our heart, carry it everywhere. Everywhere now, under Buddha's guidance, will do now this prakrama. And in every place, we bow our heads in the dust of this place to all the trees and creepers and to all the great personalities who are eternally performing pastimes here. And we beg from them, oh please sprinkle mercy upon me, that I can be eternally engaged in the service of my Guru Parvanda, that very transcendental personality who caught my choice in my sikha and dragged me to your love. When Lord Nishinade wanted to give a benediction to Prahlada Maharaj, Prahlada Maharaj told him, hey, Prabhu, if you want to give me a benediction, then give me this benediction. Put me again in touch with that very Narad, who when I was in the womb of my mother, he told Hare Katha to me for 60,000 years. Put me in touch with him again. Because I am so indebted to him. I owe him everything. Everything I have in my life. It came from hearing his Hare Katha when I was in the womb of my mother. So how can I leave his seva? How can I ever give up his service? Prahlada Maharaj has prayed like this. So also everywhere in the dump, we pray. That we can enter the eternal service of Sri Guru. And by his mercy, Prabhu Lokanatha Kabe, Sangilaya Kare, Sri Rupaya Pada Padle, Umore Samartive, Nakanda Sakur said, when will my Guru Pada Pama take me in his association and offer me as the Lord to see Sri Rupa Mandir and under her guidance, also Radha and Krishna. Then my life will be successful. Not good, I'm telling something, you then you should explain to me after the class. So don't be on the superficial level of Shastra. Try to understand the Rahasya. Guru never gives the disciple Jnana, material knowledge. Guru is giving this, the real understanding. So just now we will begin our Navyutam Parakrama. Last night, Srila Gurudev, we began to describe the glories of this dham. This Navyutam dham, so much superior to all other dhams. We can say that this Navyutam dham is no different from Vrindavan. Yet still there's speciality here. Just as Srila Rupa Goswami said, Vacham Vachakam Yudeti Bhavato Nama Rupas Mayam Paravam Atman Paravam Karaman. Oh, Krishna, there are two things, Nam and Nami, Vacham Vachakam, your name and you. But I think that you and your name, though you are no different, yet still there is difference. But your name is more merciful. Even if someone was serving your vigaha and they committed offenses, they don't make advancement. But if such an offensive person is the shelter of your name, then your name will destroy the influence of all their offenses and turn them upside down, their head down and feet up. Push them in the endless ocean of bhakti rasa. Name is so vain. So in the same way, even though Navadvip Dham is non-different from Vrindavan Dham, yet Navadvip Dham is more merciful. And even those who have committed offenses there in Vrindavan, I am saying in Vrindavan, always making offense in the Dham there. But anyway, those who will come from Vrindavan and come here, Navadvip Dham will forgive all the offenses they have committed even to Vrindavan, and immerse them in the nectar of this place. And through Navadvip Dham though, a tiny bit of it. He said, if you take bath here in Ganga, at Nirjaygar, there you sink under the Ganges. When you come up, where will you be? Kajigar. No need to spend 2 days on the 241 Express. Yeah? Only, oh, if you just go under the water there, Nirjaygar, you will come up to see your right there. Right next to Gopinath Baba. Sini Vrindavan. You got these two places, same or different. You have come, any of you have come from Vrindavan, so myself, or 2 days on the train. This journey is what? It's my journey. This is your experience. Navadvipa is in Vrindavan. But, someone may say, I know my way around Vrindavan. Keshiyat is here, Dirsami is there, Bhakti Bhat is there, Govardhan is over there, Varasani is there. But when I come here to Navadvip, then I don't know where all these places are. Can I find them? Here, in Navadvip Dham, Nandagaon and Varasana were over there in Gautamdhi. Nandagaon and Varasana. And over this side of the Jamuna, Giraj Govardhan. But they in Vrindavan, Nandagaon and Varasana and Govardhan are on the same side of Jamuna. So we see that all the tall forests of Rajamandal, they are here, but everything is in a different place. Everything is real. Why? It's a bit profound, basically. Srila Gurudev explained. We have an example. Perhaps you have heard of Jagadananda Pandit. Jagadananda Pandit. He has always loved for Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But how is that love expressed? Oh, it becomes arguing. When they were schoolboys here, they would fight and wrestle with each other on the bank of Ganges. Over what? Vyakarana. And they're fighting over that kid brother. They argue with each other on the way back from school. Even when one went to Jagannath Puri, then Jagannath Pandit, he wants to serve Mahaprabhu in so many ways. Oh, this is why Navadvip Dham is also superior to Puri. Why? Maybe Navadvip Dham in Puri Dham, Jagannath Pandit is thinking, Mahaprabhu is sleeping on the floor in the mirror. Everyone's like, let me make one cushion and a quilt for him. So Jagannath Pandit, he took a cloth of Mahaprabhu, couple and stitched it together, put some soft bark of trees inside, made it, one quilt and mattress and cushion for Mahaprabhu, and gave it to him. Mahaprabhu put it out. Couldn't take it. Sometimes he would cook very nice tamarind chutney. Mahaprabhu's favorite when he was here in Navadvip. Mahaprabhu would not accept. So Jagannath Pandit tried to serve him in so many ways, but Mahaprabhu would never accept. So, you want to be in Puri Dham, where you cannot serve Mahaprabhu because he's sannyasi and will not take all these things. Where do you want to be? Oh, particularly here in Navadvip. All his associates, they give him nice things, good food, even tamals. Here they give him tamals to Mahaprabhu there, but there is sannyasi. So here, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepts the Bhagavata of his devotees here. So, Jagannath Pandit, he would quarrel with Mahaprabhu so much. Why? Because when praying, when love becomes intense, then it starts to transform. It undergoes vikara, transformation, and becomes very crooked. And what looks like arguing, what looks like abuse, or what is this? This is actually expression of love. Srimati Radhika and Gopis of Vrindavan also. They criticize Krishna so much. Sadalamati Chalakya, just in your Tatkataka. I don't want to have any connection with that person, Krishna. Radhika abused him in so much strong language. Hey, you are Putari. You are the killer of Purna. Yes, I know. Even when you were 6 days old, you killed a woman. So if we are only 6 days old, all you kill woman, now you are 15 years old. Then how much more expert you are killing women? That time you killed her, only one touch of lips and she was dead. But now you can kill millions of women like me very easily. How? By separation. When you go meet Nityan Dravali, then that's right. I will die. It looks like abuse and criticizing Krishna, but what's that? It's only love. So when love becomes intensified, then prema vibhakta, it takes on the opposite appearance. So I gave the example of a wheel. Have you seen the wheel of any car or bicycle has spokes and it's turning and it goes faster and faster and faster, and when the turning of the spokes comes to a certain speed, it looks as if they're stopping and it appears as if they're going back around in the opposite direction. Have you seen? It's what optical illusion. So brain is like that. Brain is, I love you, I love you. You're okay. Actually, you're not bad. Actually, how did you do that? Oh, you're nonsense. Get out! Jahi Madhav and I changed him a mob and a pet of a madam. Krishna, get out of my coach. I don't want to see your black hair ever again. So, brain is like this. In lower states, it's easy to understand. But when it goes to the higher stage, then, everything becomes mixed up and distorted. So, let's get in the same way. Krishna, he spawned his leela in Vrindavan and he tasted rasa, but there was some rasa remaining. He wanted to taste it. So he took the prema harika and that love intensified. And this Vrindavan dog, all distorted. And when Vrindavan was completely distorted and mixed up by the influence of intense flame, it became Navadi Dharam, and this is where we are today. See Navadi Dharam, Ki Jai!